Chapter 3. Starting Over. The Wild rolled into Navarro Junction on Friday afternoon, just in time to get a quick tour of Andy's and Charlie's schools. When they moved into their new house on Saturday, they got everything unloaded into the garage and their beds and desks set up, and that was about all they could manage before they collapsed. On Sunday, Charlie stood in the garage and stared at the stacks and stacks of boxes that still needed unpacking. She wondered idly where her soccer stuff was, but looking for it seemed like an overwhelming task. Besides, her thoughts were consumed with having to start school in this strange place. It made her stomach hurt to think about it. She turned away from the mess and instead took in the neighborhood. All the homes had stucco siding and ceramic tiled roofs, which reminded her of gingerbread houses. The street was quiet, and there was no one outside that she could see. She went to the screen door and called inside, "I'm going for a walk." "That's great, honey," came her mother's overly cheerful reply. Charlie frowned at her mom's enthusiasm. After all, it was her fault they had to move, and ventured down the driveway to the sidewalk. It was weird taking a stroll in such an unfamiliar place and thinking at the same time, "This is where I live now." She slipped her hands into her hoodie's pouch pocket and clutched her cell phone. It made her feel better, somehow, to know that Omari was just a text away. Charlie took a photo of her house and sent it to her, then kept walking. It was quiet compared to her old neighborhood. There were no skyscrapers here, no honking horns or random sirens at all hours of the day and night. No business people rushing down the sidewalk to work, or to get in line at the coffee shop, or to catch the train like Charlie often did. That had been an adventure every day. Life was happening everywhere all the time at a breakneck pace, and a kid had to be quick to keep up. Of course, Charlie had to be cautious when she was out alone in the city, but her parents had made her and Andy take self-defense and safety courses at the Y since they were little. And because her mom was an ER doctor, Charlie even knew CPR. You never knew when that could come in handy. By the age of 12, she'd been able to handle just about anything. But if she'd ever needed help, her stay-at-home dad had always been available by phone. Now, walking through her new neighborhood, with its strange stone-covered yards, cacti...